Chapter 3. Prom Night. 4 months after our night at the summer house, I decided to invite Conrad to my prom. I knew that he didn't like dances, but I didn't care. I wanted him to see me in my purple dress and high shoes. I wanted to dance with him all night with his arms around me. And I wanted to sit in his car after, eating cheese fries and watching the sun come up together. I had this idea of prom in my head. I had it all planned. When I called Conrad, he sounded busy, but I decided to ask anyway.
What are you doing the first weekend of April?
My voice was shaking because I was so nervous. I didn't want him to say no.
Why? He asked slowly.
It's my prom.
He sighed. Billy, I hate dances.
I know that, but it's my prom, and I really want you to come.
Why did he have to make everything so hard? Can't you just go with your friends? I was silent.
I'm sorry. I really don't want to go. I have my exam soon, and driving there for one night will be hard for me.
He didn't want to do this one thing for me. He didn't feel like it.
Don't worry about it, I told him. There are other guys I can go with.
He was quiet for a moment. I could hear his mind working.
Never mind, I'll take you, he said, finally.
I was so happy, but I never really listened to what Conrad was actually saying. He didn't want me to go with anyone else, but he didn't want to go with me either. I wore my purple dress, and my mother helped me with my hair. When I heard Conrad's car outside, I ran to the window. He looked beautiful in his suit. I flew down the stairs and opened the front door. I couldn't stop smiling. I wanted to throw my arms around him, but Conrad didn't move toward me, so my arms fell back at my sides.
You look nice, he said.
So do you.
My mother took hundreds of photos at the house while Conrad stood uncomfortably next to me, with one arm around my shoulders.
Is everything okay? I whispered.
Yeah, he said.
He smiled at me, but it wasn't a real smile. At the prom, we sat at a table with my best friend, Taylor, and her boyfriend, Davis. Conrad hugged Taylor, but he didn't try to talk to her or to Davis. He looked uncomfortable, just sitting there. A slow song began, and Taylor took Davis's hand. They walked onto the dance floor. I watched them dance with her head on his shoulder and his arms around her.
Do you want to dance? I asked Conrad.
Do we have to?
I tried to smile.
It'll be fun. Remember that you were the one who taught me to slow dance?
Conrad stood up and held out his hand.
Okay, let's dance.
I gave him my hand and followed him to the middle of the dance floor. We danced together, and I was glad that the music was loud because he couldn't hear my heart beating.
I'm happy that you came, I said, looking up at him.
What?
He asked.
I'm happy that you came, I said again loudly.
Me too.
His voice sounded strange. I remember that. He was standing in front of me, but there were hundreds of miles between us. After we sat down, Conrad said, "Can we go somewhere and talk?" Suddenly, I felt sick. This meant that he wanted to break up with me. I knew it.
"Let's not go anywhere," I said, trying to sound relaxed. "Let's just stay here."
"All right," he said.
So we sat there
all night, watching everyone around us dance and smile. "Did your mom ask you to come here?" I said after a while. I hated to ask, but I had to know.
"No," he replied, but he waited too late to answer.
After the prom, it began to rain softly. We were walking to Conrad's car when he said,
"I think that I'll go back to college tonight because I have an exam on Monday. I'll take you home first."
He didn't look at me when he spoke. "Aren't you going to stay at my house tonight?" Conrad looked at his car keys.
"Sorry," he said quietly, "but I think that I should get back."
"But I don't want you to leave," I said, and I hated that I sounded so unhappy. Did I do something wrong?
He looked away.
"No, it's not you." "Will you talk to me, please? Will you tell me what's happening?" Conrad didn't say anything. I knew that he wanted to be in his car, driving away from me.
I said, "That's fine. If you won't say it, I will.
We're over. That's what you want, isn't it?" I was crying and it was all mixed up with the rain.
"Belly," he began, but he didn't know what to say.
"Don't talk to me," I said, stepping back from him.
"Just wait a minute," he said.
"Don't leave it like this."
"You're the one who's leaving it like this," I said, and I started to walk away as fast as I could.
"Wait," he shouted.
I didn't turn around. I walked faster. Then I heard him hit the roof of his car, and I almost stopped. I wanted him to follow me, but he didn't. He got into his car and left. Later, in my room, I'd tried to believe that it was better this way, but it wasn't true. I wanted him to call, but he didn't. And that was it. We were over.